Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We are announcing roughly $8 billion in loan guarantees to break ground on the first new nuclear plant in our country in three decades.
President Obama spoke to a crowd of union officials yesterday and announced that he has approved an $8.3 billion loan to help have two nuclear reactors built in Burke County, Georgia. We should point out that Kraftwerk was not standing behind him singing that. That was a little bit of our own artistic license there with the president. This is part, however, of President Obama's clean energy campaign to help create jobs and become energy self-sufficient. Now, of course, nuclear energy cannot be mentioned without some controversy, in fact, a lot of controversy. So is this announcement the start of a new wave of nuclear energy in the United States? We want to put that very question to our guest, Gary Golden. He's a futurist and blogger for the Energy Roadmap. Gary's in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Nuclear power, I grew up in the shadow of Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. Nuclear power making a comeback makes this person nervous. I remember those days. Are we looking at a new wave of nuclear power in America?
So nuclear energy has not stopped being controversial. And while this is a significant shift in policy, the economics of nuclear power generation remain very uncertain.
Very uncertain. So we can put $8.3 billion up in loan guarantees, but it doesn't prevent necessarily rate hikes or tax hikes or cost overruns in building a plant. We don't know where that's going.
Yeah. So, you know, people think this is a government-backed loan, but really it's the private sector that builds nuclear power plants.
The private sector built
the private sector.
So why is the president making an announcement of 8.3? What does he have to do?
Well, what prevents nuclear power plants from being built are permits and financing. And what the loans do is they give investors confidence that the government is backing these new generations of nuclear power plants.
So, Gary, as we said, we haven't built a nuclear power plant in this country in 30 years. Where are we going to get the brain power and the engineers to build this plant? We're going to have to borrow them from France, where nuclear power is still really popular?
Yeah, so one of the challenges is the United States kind of missed a half of a generation of training the talent for advancing nuclear engineering. So the hope here is that this does spark construction of power plants, but the inspiration might be based off of new nuclear power generation techniques.
When you talk about whether this is questionable economics here, are you talking about whether or not nuclear energy is a viable, cost-effective power source?
So it depends on which side you stand on. So costs there's operating costs, there are capital costs, and there are different investment strategies associated with nuclear power generation. But utilities are highly regulated, and they generally find the investments to do what they need to do.
And our portfolio is about 15% nuclear nationwide already, right?
About 20%.
About 19%. 20%. All right, well, we have to talk about nuclear waste. Where I work in Washington, there's a constant debate about where to put the stuff. Some people want it in Nevada. Of course, it's not going there over Harry Reid's dead body, he says. And there are debates everywhere about how to transport this radioactive waste. Is there anything new in nuclear waste that's going to change the conversation about whether we should just bury the stuff?
Yeah, so it's important to note that we are really in very early days with our understanding of nuclear science and engineering. And the idea of just simply putting this nuclear waste in a place is kind of dated. And what the Department of Energy and entrepreneurs are looking to do is to develop ways of using this nuclear energy waste as a fuel source that they can then reuse these bundles from traditional power plants for new forms of nuclear power
generation. Okay, but we're not quite there yet, and I want to turn to somebody who's probably been thinking about this, Mayor George DeLoach of Waynesboro, Georgia, where these plants are going to be built. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
I know that you're probably excited about the jobs, but let me ask you about the waste first. Are you ready to have the fistfights over transporting this stuff to through the counties next to you or the states next to you? They're not going to want to see your waste going through their territory.
Well, we really haven't given that much thought. We're right next to SRS, which is a nuclear facility in South Carolina, and they have a disposal, I think, over in Barnwell, South Carolina, where they keep low-grade waste now. Mm-hmm. But we're hoping, you know, the president will find a place to keep our nation's nuclear waste. But now we're just tickled to death about the 3,000 to 4,000 jobs that it's going to provide for our area.
Well, I want to ask you about that. 3,000 to 4,000 jobs, that's in construction, right? What about in the long term?
Yes, that's construction. The permanent, I think, the permanent number would be around 850 to operate the Unit 3 and 4. We already have Unit 1 and 2 in operation, and there's about 800 to 900 people operating that in the county. And so anytime you add 800 to 900 more permanent residents, you know, that really has an economic effect on your on a small community.
Now, Mayor, amid the red, white, and blue bunting and the White House security advance and all the pageantry, do you have concerns in your community about how this is going to be paid for, potential rate hikes on existing customers or tax hikes at some point? Is there any concern about that?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be about a 9% increase in the residents' residential rates.
Well, that's a lot, isn't it?
Well, no, I don't think so, okay. Really. When you see what we're paying for gasoline now and oil, I don't think it's that, you know, that expensive, no.
All right,
we want to get dependent, you know, away from foreign oil, and this is, I think, the best way to generate electricity is by nuclear power.
Mayor Gary Deloach of Waynesboro, Georgia, where they're building nuclear power plants. Gary Golden, you're shaking your head. Quickly, why?
Well, I think it's important to note that the transportation fuels or gasoline transportation fuels are not in competition with natural gas and coal and nuclear to generate electricity.
So that's utilities versus transportation,
exactly.
But all part of the overall energy portfolio. Well, say one thing for nuclear, it's not a fossil fuel. The president's promoting nuclear power. Gary Golden, futurist and blogger, thanks for joining us.